This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location, one voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We are speaking, well, joining us now. We are going to be speaking. Joining us now from the beautiful confines of Beaufort, North Carolina, is she is an attorney at law. Her name is Paloma Capanna. How do you do today, ma'am?
I do well, Bill Frady. And how are you?
I'm good.
Good.
I'm good. I figured out, for some reason, all of a sudden, in the upstate of South Carolina, it's very windy. And I figured out that I'd better take all of my bonsai trees, which I've started cultivating, and stick them on the deck. And not on the table on the deck, or otherwise I'll be looking out now. So I'll be seeing them rolling across the way, which it won't kill them. But it'll sure upset me a whole bunch.
Yes. And the leaves might fall off, and then you'd have to have lots of little planters with individual leaves starting new, if they're jade bonsais.
So anyway, what's going on with the January 6th faux erection nonsense?
Well, of course there's a new chapter, which just makes it fun for you and me and the listeners who are commuting home listening to Lock and Load. I've come up with a new term. So we have faux erection. That's not mine. But we're going to have to develop like a little vocabulary book for the events of January 6th. I've coined the phrase upcharging, and that's when the Department of Justice pulls an indictment away that they've already charged somebody with, and they jigger things around, and they increase the charges, and they throw it back at the person to see if that sticks. Right? So we have upcharging. My new word is pop-up defendant. Now, women will understand that play on the phrase of the pop-up shop.
Yeah.
Other people will think of pop-up books for children. And by the time we're done with this whole thing, I might just design a pop-up defendant pop-up book and sell it at a pop-up shop.
Oh.
Just to really tell the DOJ what I think about how they're conducting themselves, in case they don't know that already. So let me introduce you to the latest pop-up defendant. His name is William Todd Wilson. He is from North Carolina. And he popped up. The DOJ showed up at the courthouse and said, voila, we have a new defendant in the Oath Keeper saga. You haven't heard of him before. We haven't mentioned him in papers before, but we got him to sign a plea deal. And that plea deal includes saying guilty to seditious conspiracy and obstruction of Congress. They still don't seem to understand courts are starting to rule that obstruction of Congress is not actually a criminal term, but anyway. And
how do you get found? What's the penalty for obstruction of Congress?
Who knows? Who knows? Because it's this crime that they're making up.
Right.
As much as they're making up that there was seditious conspiracy among this group of people who may or may not have been members of a 501c3 called the Oath Keepers. They take the news cycle for one day. It drops back out of the news cycle, and William Todd Wilson disappears once again into the dark of night. Pop-up defendant. So my question looking at these papers was, okay, why are they bothering with this guy? And within his statement of offense are two clues as to what the DOJ is thinking, he adds to the narrative, plus one freebie. So it's kind of like buy two, get one free. First, we have their description. This is the DOJ description that Mr. Wilson gets himself inside the Capitol and opens the door for the Oath Keepers to walk through the door of the Capitol while he films them entering the Capitol building. And to me, that's a showstopper, because how many other voices are out there all across America among various defense attorneys, across all different kinds of talk show hosts on the left and the right? Were the doors to the Capitol open or not? Well, here's one of the guys who says, I opened the door from the inside. I just pushed on it and it opened. And oh, by the way, I filmed the Oath Keepers as they were coming in through the door. And now I've got a plea deal with the Department of Justice that includes paragraph 9 that says I'm willing to be a confidential informant without an expiration date.
Okay.
Now, you go online and you do your research, ladies and gentlemen,
right,
on William Todd Wilson. Good luck finding anything about him.
Okay. So my question is this. When it comes to being a informant,
mm-hmm,
and you get out there and you're getting this kind of publicity.
Right.
Doesn't that sort of mean that your informant career is probably short? Because if you roll up on somebody and if you roll up on somebody, if you roll up on somebody and there's
photo.
Yeah.
There's no perp photo here.
Yeah.
They're not holding him over. They're not holding him over in prison for his role opening the Capitol doors and standing there while people streamed in. No, he just gets to walk around on his own recognizance. Same judge, Judge Maeda, who's got all the other Oath Keepers, including three who are held over pending trial, Kenneth Carlson,
right,
Kelly Meggs, Jessica Watkins, and of course the fourth, Stuart Rhodes. But this man who walks in, pops up, says, oh yeah, I opened the doors to let people in. There's nothing about him online. There's no photographs supplied. He's going to be a confidential informant, ongoing, with no expiration date. And for 24 hours, everybody, including Fox News, this is driving me crazy, this is our team, including the Washington Post, who, to my personal offense, won a Pulitzer Prize this week for their coverage of January 6th. Why, nobody asks, who is this guy? Nobody. And me, that's the very first question I have, because do you not find it just the littlest bit suspicious that, if you will, a low-ranking guy from a small town in North Carolina is presented by the DOJ as having access to Stuart Rhodes on January 6th to the level that by 5 o'clock p.m., he's in a posh hotel room with Stuart Rhodes while Rhodes allegedly is attempting to call someone to get put through to the president. How convenient is this story?
See, this is sort of stretching my a suspension of disbelief. Wow. Okay. Hold this thought. We're heading into the break. I was too busy listening. We're talking to Paloma Capanna, attorney at law, as the faux erection, now with the new pop-up offenders, continues to evolve. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwhyprotein.net. That's bestwhyprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at Aero. GoPrecisionUSA.com. We're speaking with Paloma Capanna, attorney at law. And a continuing saga. I should get some, like, some soap opera music, shouldn't I?
Yes, you should.
Like the sands of time. These are the days of our lives from January 6th.
Yes.
Something like that.
Yes. And, you know, when you consider that the Department of Justice filed these documents on May 4, making them publicly available, and media outlets like the Washington Post covers it the same day.
Right.
So basically, all that the Washington Post and its colleagues are doing is cut and paste straight out of the Department of Justice press releases. I mean, they're not doing any investigative journalism. So in paragraph 44 of the DOJ statement of offense, where it says, at the Phoenix Hotel, Rhodes gathered Wilson and other co-conspirators inside of a private suite. Rhodes then called an individual over speakerphone. Typo in the original. So an individual. And the Washington Post then says the, quote, individual, quote, on the other end of the call was not identified. And I'm just jumping up and down saying, okay. And Washington Post reporter Tom Jackman, part of this team who wins this Pulitzer Prize, did you try to ascertain who that is? Because there's not even a comment in the newspaper of, and we could not figure it out, or a call to so-and-so was declined, or our efforts to even just reach the assistant DOJ attorney, let alone trying to reach, you know, the head of the entire thing. It's just so convenient for the Department of Justice, for the federal government, for the Democrats, to be using the Oath Keepers at this point for this narrative that is so poorly written.
Right.
That all the DOJ keeps saying is it's an ongoing investigation. And even when they're in a court conference with a judge with as much credentials as Judge Maida, and they say it's part of an ongoing investigation, Judge Maida's not even pushing back at the DOJ to say, you do realize we already have people in jail. You've already charged them. What do you mean? You've arrested, incarcerated, and you're still investigating.
Is that the way that sequence is supposed to work?
No, it's backwards. It's completely backwards.
So what, have you listened to any of these arguments that have been presented to Judge Maida? What are they using as their basis behind saying, well, we're going to arrest him first and then we'll find the crime? Because that's what they're doing, right?
That's what they're doing. I think that the attorneys are so overwhelmed at how much is going on that I just don't even know that the words ever quite come out of their mouth that way. Because the DOJ has got them, I'm calling it hypnotized. You know, they've drunk this terrible glass of Kool-Aid where
right.
Everybody's trying to look at these platforms that DOJ's third-party private contractors are building for uploads of video and uploads of documents that are still coming. And so you hear a revelation, for example, at the last judicial conference that I dialed into, where it is stated that by the DOJ, not me, not defense counsel, not some conspiracy theorist. Oh, by the way, there was no camera at the main door of the United States Capitol. Huh? We have a $500 million a year security budget just for the United States Capitol Police, and you're trying to tell me 15 months into prosecuting more than 800 people, that there was no camera at the front door of the Capitol on January 6th or any other day. And so a guy, like pop-up defendant William Todd Wilson, simply goes inside the building, pushes open the doors to the rotunda. He takes out his phone and films Oath Keepers walking up the steps and through that door along with countless other people, hands his phone over to you, and you say, oh, we got a plea deal, and he's just out on his own recognizance. It's absolutely nuts. If I wrote this as my first debut thriller book, people would be laughing at how badly I've written my plot. Because nobody would believe it. Nobody would believe it could be this flimsy.
Right. See, here's the thing, and I mean, I find it incredibly convenient. When did this pilgrim pop up?
May the 4th. The last week.
May 4th. So here we are. That's 16 months after the fact, right?
Yes.
Okay. So 16 months on, he's still got a video on his phone.
Mm-hmm.
That's only on his phone. That he hands over the phone, and that's the plea deal.
And who knows how long he's actually been working with the FBI.
Is he one of the guys that had just signed up for the Oath Keepers, or?
No, and this is what I mean in my reference of low-level guy. It claims in this paperwork that he had been an Oath Keeper since 2016, in a small town in North Carolina.
Right.
So while there is a claim that he had, but they don't spell it out how, they don't say had he been paying annual dues, they don't say what had he been doing, simply that he was at this local North Carolina chapter. But that's part of what I mean when I'm saying, if you are Stuart Rhodes, and you are the founder and leader of the Oath Keepers, and it is January 6th, and you've been at the Capitol, and you've witnessed all the smoke, the rubber bullets, the people in and out, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And you decide to walk over to the Phoenix Park Hotel to try to place a phone call to the President of the United States. Number one, are you letting a total stranger into the room? I mean, there's no allegations of a preceding relationship with Rhodes. And then, are you really going to put that phone call on speakerphone, which is what they say happened. Some unidentified individual. It does prove two things, though, that I kind of like. So I'm calling this my silver lining of this poorly drafted piece of paper. Number one, it says to me that Stuart Rhodes really didn't have a relationship with President Trump. And I think if you can't prove that, I don't know how any of the charges are going to stick at trial.
Hang on right there. We'll be right back talking to Paloma Cafana. This is Lock and Load.
XS Sights makes the brightest, fastest night sights in any light. Are you truly prepared for a high-stress self-defense situation at any time, day or night? Improve your self-defense capabilities with XS's Tritium Night Sights, from big dots to three dots. XS has options that deliver bright and easy-to-see sights in low light, bright light, or at the range. Use promo code LNL21 for 10% off your purchase. Get on target faster in any light with XS Sights.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
USA Radio News.
Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley has called for the recusal of Justice Department official Nicholas McQuaid in the investigation of Hunter Biden's laptop. Grassley told Fox News on Thursday that McQuaid has connections to Hunter Biden's defense attorney, which could be a conflict of interest.
McQuaid signing documents, having a relationship with the defense attorney for Hunter Biden, and that's those documents don't have anything to do with this investigation, but it shows a business relationship and a possible conflict of interest.
Natural gas prices in Europe shot higher on Thursday. This comes one day after Russia unveiled a set of sanctions on energy companies operating on the continent that could further threaten the supply. You're listening to USA Radio News. The federal government said Thursday that artificial intelligence technology used to screen new job candidates or monitor worker productivity can unfairly discriminate against people with disabilities. The U.S. Justice Department and the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission jointly issued guidance to employers. Officials said popular algorithms meant to streamline the work of evaluating employees and job prospects could inadvertently lead to discrimination. The UN Human Rights Council is deciding whether to launch an investigation into alleged abuses by Russian troops in the Kyiv area. A resolution brought by Ukraine and supported by more than 50 other countries would mandate a newly formed commission of inquiry to investigate events in that area. Russian troops occupied Kyiv temporarily. The commission would prepare a report by early next year. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We are talking to Paloma Campana, and some of this stuff is fascinating enough to me, at the very least, to where I'm forgetting that I'm on radio and I've got a break coming up. Talking right into it.
Perfect.
So if you would, we were where you left off. Let's pick it up from there.
Sure.
No, but once again, let me ask this question. So when these attorneys, these prosecutors, the DOJ, when they're out there saying, well, Your Honor, they're charged with obstruction of Congress, does the judge not get out there and go, listen, if you're going to make it up, at least camouflage it?
No. The question of obstruction of Congress as a charge or not a charge is actually split in several motion decisions among district court judges. So that remains an unresolved legal issue. The most recent ruling was the best, and it did say no, that is not what the law says at the section so cited. But that's a little bit of a, if you will, wonky drill down on things. The DOJ simply keeps using it. The newspapers keep using it. And, you know, so sort of there it sits.
Right.
But I also do creative writing. And one of the critical elements of good creative writing, especially for a good thriller, is something called your internal reality. So when you're writing a full-length book, you want to make sure that everything within it is consistent and the decision-making makes sense for your characters. You don't want a situation where you pop your reader out of the imaginary space in which you're placing them. So I have two examples, still talking about this Mr. Wilson and his deal, where we have what I call a failure of internal reality. In other words, I've got two little details here that make it difficult for me to believe that people are actually functioning, making the kinds of decisions that they're making. First example is on page 15, the attorneys who sign off as representing pop-up defendant Mr. Wilson. Normally, one defendant signs for a firm, or maybe there's two if you want to make sure the judge knows you both, you get your name on things, whatever. In the case of Mr. Wilson, there happens to be three separate signatures, none of which included the of counsel for the firm of, in this case, Dysart Willis. So I actually ended up running the three attorneys. When I got to the third one, an attorney named James Kurosad, I thought, oh, here we go again. So where has attorney Kurosad spent his entire career of the past 30 years? So just a little bit older than me. He spent more than 30 years working for the FBI and the Department of Justice prosecuting. Until just recently when he decided to show up in this law firm and be representing pop-up defendant Mr. Wilson.
Pop-up defendant.
I mean, how as a defendant do you hire an attorney who has spent the last 30 years working for the very executive branch government organizations that are after you? So for me, that's an internal reality fail. There's a second internal reality fail going on, though, in the Oathkeepers case, where I just am shaking my head at the way a piece of paper was structured going into the court. Defendant Kenneth Harrelson, who is on pretrial detention in this hideous Washington, D.C. prison, his attorney filed a motion, interesting, looking for names and aliases, driver's licenses, passport, and so forth, of persons who may have been at the Capitol as confidential informants, as special agents, and so forth, of the government, just mixed in with the crowd, pretending to be part of the crowd. So I like the premise of what he's going after, and it's a 69-page attachment where you can go through this painstaking effort at photographs, numbering faces, trying to describe where these individuals have been physically outside the Capitol building, inside the Capitol building, and so forth. And so me, too, I'm sort of like, oh, this is interesting, and I'm very curious. But in the very first footnote of this entire document, it says the system of tying material witnesses together, putting together the depiction, if you will, that he's used a hashtag system of nicknaming these various unknown persons, as opposed to simply calling them person of interest 1, 2, 3, whatever. It's a system, he says, is pioneered by seditionhunters.org. So my initial reaction to that is, oh, gosh, please don't give Judge Maida anything that would have him thinking, here comes another conspiracy theory. That we're too far downstream here. But you go to seditionhunters.org, the website, and it's a fairly well-developed website. You click on the About Us, and here's what it says. We are a global community of open-source intelligence investigators working together to assist the FBI and the Washington, D.C. Capitol Police to find those who committed crimes on January 6th at the Capitol. It's just all getting so scrambled. So scrambled. You've got a group of people who've been charged by the DOJ with various crimes. Crimes have elements. The DOJ will have the burden of proof beyond a reasonable doubt to establish the elements of those crimes or not, and if they don't, the people are acquitted and they go home. And nobody, including the judge, is keeping any of this focused on the crimes charged and whether the government is going to meet its burden of proof or not. Stacks of paper by the DOJ, stacks of diversion, tons of smoke and mirrors, hundreds of thousands of documents, mega giga terabyte worth of video, and key basic elements are completely lacking from the prosecution. And in all these months, I still have not seen a motion to dismiss all of it. Motions kind of here, there, a little bit of this crime, a little bit of that crime, kind of whatever.
Right.
Academic stuff, if you will. But nobody's saying, look, in order to establish a basic case here, Judge, the DOJ has to set forward the following things, and they can't do it.
Right. So, now, since this is already in motion, you know, I don't really have the time to ask this question. So, you know, we're going to pick this up on the other side, but this is gone. Let's take a moment, which we haven't been doing for the last other breaks, to tell where your website is, where the books are, those kind of things. Because you're doing, in addition to all this research, you're doing you've got a ton of output going on out there. Tell them about that,
I do.
Please.
It's 2ampatriot.com. I have two books out on events of January 6th. Most recent is 20 Things You Need to Know About January 6th. Website is full of blogs and also full of media interviews, including several with yours truly, Bill Prady of Lock and Load Radio.
There you go. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay, like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps, and shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
TheGuns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Now then, talking to Paloma Capano, attorney at law, here's my question. This is my question. So we are sitting here. We're watching this travesty of, I don't even know if justice is the right word to use of it. And in the interim, this is basically, with the exception of Kinzinger and Liz Cheney, this is a Democratic production, yeah?
Yeah.
Now, in January, when the new Congress is seated, can McCarthy squash it?
Yes.
He can squash the entire thing. What about everybody that's already been adjudicated? Can they come back and appeal if he squashes it? Can they come back and try to expunge themselves? And are we going to ever do we know the names and the predicaments of all of the informants, the forever informants? Do we know what they are and what they were before they became forever informants? Probably forever informants, or hired to be such anyway, but do we know that?
No. No, we really don't. I have tried, up until this past week, I have really stayed away from looking at the attorney profiles. I mean, I'll be completely candid with the listeners. I don't know that I had bothered too much to pay attention really to their names unless there was something particularly good or particularly bad about
right.
what they were doing.
Right.
But since the issue with Mr. Mosley becoming disbarred, so the attorney for Mr. Kelly Meigs being disbarred, and that whole debacle that we've been covering here in such great detail on Lock and Load, you know, I had not been looking at the attorneys, but I just want to finish my point about Mr. Kurestad, the third attorney for this pop-up defendant, Mr. Wilson.
Okay.
On Mr. Kurestad's bio page on the law firm, he actually brags about having a criminal defense attorney disbarred. I have never even heard a war story from another attorney of that nature. I mean, it is a profession, and there are some very good tenets in the Code of Professional Responsibility, include one of the ones that I try to concern myself with most, because I'm on that sort of bridge line in between practicing law and commentating on the practice of law, to continually instill confidence of the public in our system of justice and in the practice of law as a noble profession.
Right.
And there are many attorneys who burn shoe leather to do a good job day in and day out for friends, neighbors, family. But here, I have to call exception, because Mr. Kurista does not even present the name of that case. He does not provide a hyperlink for us to actually look at a decision creating the disbarment of this criminal defense attorney. We do not know what the facts or circumstances were underlying it and so forth. We just have this claim, this bragging on his bio page of disbarring a criminal defense attorney.
Hmm.
And now he's practicing criminal defense law. He's seen the light. He's changed sides. I don't know what the logic is of why he, after 30 years on the prosecution side, suddenly comes across to the defense side, but it happens, I suppose. So when we tried to find a one word, like you were saying, the word injustice, and McCarthy becomes Speaker of the House, and Republicans and conservatives take a majority in the House, can we turn this thing around? Two things. One, if the January 6th Commission does not conclude its business and issue a report, really all of it will have been for nothing, which is pretty much what I think it is right now anyway, because it's all happening behind closed doors. So we may never know what they've been doing other than bullying, terrorizing, and otherwise behaving in a manner unbecoming for attorneys, because most of the members of Congress are attorneys, in their engagement with the general public. If they do manage to get a report out, then I think it will be for McCarthy and the team to really say, what, if anything, do we want to convene or to do? Do we submit perhaps a rebuttal report, which is sometimes done, right? When the president comes in and gives his State of the Union address, then we tend to see one member from each side, a Republican and a Democrat, and they give these, like, rebuttals. Perhaps, even if we don't take the majority, we should start to get ourselves ready to issue a rebuttal report. But that would assume having access to everything that the January 6th committee has been doing in back rooms. And I don't see them opening their doors anytime soon. So it kind of constantly pulls me back to the one thing I started out with on January 6th of 2021, which is, why are there so many cameras on the Oath Keepers in this crowd of thousands? How can there possibly be this many networks focusing TV cameras on this tiny number of people in this crowd that is supposedly a live event that is spontaneously erupting? Or, as the story from the DOJ evolves, that was created by the Oath Keepers, which they've never managed to establish step one in January 6th being the fault of the Oath Keepers. So I think McCarthy has a little bit his hands full, but it's probably, with this defendant, I would say it's time to turn the corner. And it's time for the Republicans to really start to develop some kind of a strategy to say, what are we going to do if January 6th committee issues a report, or if they don't? What are we going to do if we take the majority, or we don't? And start to hire in some people, start to develop those strategies more concretely, get a playbook going, and be ready to take some action as soon as the swearing-in ceremony is done. Same day. Same day would be great.
Yep. Yeah, that would definitely be something that they need to put a little task force together. And they probably need to pull some people that are not in Congress into that task force, to where, because Congress critters are They all have, it's like they all catch ADHD as soon as they get into Congress. They can't
they
focus.
Yes, they do.
They can't focus. They can't stay
they
on
do.
Point.
Yes.
They forget why they were elected in the first place.
Yes. Yes. And Dan Bongino, if I may, commented the other day, having run for Congress himself, is he getting more done outside than if he had been elected? And my honest feedback on that is, at this point, probably more not having been elected, but we really need to be starting to pull together with those who are elected and who do have the bully pulpit and who can somewhat snap their fingers and make the TV cameras focus on them, because we've got to pull off the Department of Justice being able to hoodwink outlets like the Washington Post at a level where the august body of the Pulitzer Prize Committee is misled to give them a prize that they don't deserve and should have turned down. They should have fessed up and said, all we're doing is copying DOJ press releases. Just go to their website. You'll see the same words.
Well, we are running out of time, so we're going to have to get you back here very shortly. So, because it is all fascinating. Tell everybody how to find your website.
2ampatriot.com. Drop by the website. Drop me a note. Let me know what your thoughts and questions are.
Thank you very much for joining me today.
Thank you, Bill. Thanks to all the listeners of Lock and Load Radio.
Thank you. Coming up next, it's 1911 University with Joe Chambers. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
No such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At Z&H Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible with a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation. Z&H Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. Z&H Precision.
Welcome to the Boom Squad.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.